What I remember is that it was about 394,464 hours ago. In other words, 16,436 days to this day, the 20th of July 2014, that I was in Fountain Valley in Los Angeles. I was in Los Angeles in the summer of 1969, and it was the afternoon, and it was as every bit as bright and sunny an afternoon as it is here in Cork in Ireland. On that day it was hot. We had a swimming pool in the house, but it was the hot of the day. And you know what I'm talking about. You can guess. I hope you can guess. Because it was actually quite an achievement. Two Americans, two men, a guy called Neil Armstrong, and a guy called Buzz Aldrin, they set foot on the moon. Yep, they were the first ever people to go there. And I was in America for it. And the reason this is kind of interesting for me is that I now celebrate, 45 years on, this considerable achievement. And goodness knows how many spin-off effects there have been of the achievement in technology and morale, or in what form it has, what role it has played in the history of humankind. But I mean, when you think of how long it was that human beings were looking up from the earth and never really got very far off the ground, to the day that we landed on the moon, it's pretty remarkable. And it's not that long ago, really. I did something that day that I haven't really told too many people about. And when I think back in it, I think, what a weird guy I was in those days. What a strange life I had. But I boycotted the moon landing. I boycotted it. I deliberately set out to not see it. Now, there was no way it was possible to be in Los Angeles. In the south side, by the way, of Los Angeles is Fountain Valley. It's not that far from the sea, if I remember it rightly, but it's inland from the sea. It's somewhere not too far from Huntington Beach. And it certainly is a 40-minute drive or something like that from the sweet factory I used to work in Long Beach. Summer 69, I worked in a sweet factory in Long Beach. Yes, that's what I did. Learned a lot about how to break huge slabs of chocolate. Learned all I know about how to do squiggles on top of chocolates and what kind of lousy circulation you have in order to be good at that. But yes, I boycotted the moon landing, or set out to try to boycott it, because I was so antipathetic, so anti, I suppose you would say, anti-American. Well, not anti the American people, but anti-American foreign policy, anti-Vietnam War, anti-American imperialism, anti the whole big business corporation of America, everything that capitalism stood for, I was against. The commoditization of human beings, everything, the exploitation of people, the accumulation of wealth by the few, all of that, I was completely and utterly against that in those days. And the thing about it is that I was surrounded by so much enthusiasm, so much flag waving, as you would expect. And I mean, why on earth? I look back now and think, why shouldn't they have been proud of it? But I certainly didn't feel an identity. I didn't feel I belonged. I struggled with America, to be truthful, and it's nothing, not just the politics, it was the technology. It was the fact that the police over there, you know, carried guns felt like a very threatening society. But I came from the west of Ireland. I had a very sheltered upbringing in a place called Limerick in Ireland. So, you know, I was a lamb to the slaughter in North America. And I certainly wasn't going to comply and conform with the general enthusiasm for something that I probably felt, I can't swear to this now, I probably felt was a gigantic waste of money that should be spent on hospitals and on healthcare and on alleviating poverty and on probably closing down the military. But basically, that was what I was like. But a man came, I was there with another guy, two of us, myself, and he had come up through school with me in Limerick. And his name was Willis Walsh. And we'd gone to America together and we were working together. But that afternoon I was so anti-American that I deliberately wasn't watching the TV. And this man came running in from next door with no shirt on. I can't tell you that he had a beer belly. No, that would be too much of a stereotype. But no, he came running in with enthusiasm into the house next door, yelling, have you got it on? Can you see it? Isn't it incredible? Oh yeah, he was beside himself with joy. And we were sitting there. I was probably reading volume 2 of Das Kapital, which is the kind of thing I did in those days. I read all of Das Kapital several times. But the key point about it was that I was boycotting. You know, and the man was so enthusiastic. And you know, you have to get on okay with your neighbours, so we didn't run him out of the house or anything. I mean, we were staying in the house courtesy of some people who weren't there at all. So this guy knew the people who owned the house better than us. And so I watched it. We watched it. We watched the moon landing. I saw it. You know, I have to say that it's hard to remember exactly what it really looked like because I've seen so much in the meanwhile. It's almost like in my head I can easily get it confused with, you know, looking at the scan of a fetus in the womb. And years later you think, well, what was my child like in that? And all you can actually remember is the fact that it was a scan and there was something there. I don't remember, to be honest. I remember the feelings. I remember thoughts. But I can't pretend I remember the view because it got so swept up in so many subsequent viewings. But that's it. That's a long time ago. That's before most of you were born, I suspect. And 45 years ago today, I celebrate the effort, the human effort, the skill, the crafts work that went into it, the planning, the communications, the technology, the effort. I celebrate that. And I think it was a tremendous, tremendous achievement by all of the people who were involved. And it would be ridiculous to try to say who all of the different people were involved, because it was as close to a societal effort as anybody could imagine. American taxpayers paid for the landing on the moon. Every human worked in America in order to contribute some money to that moon landing. The whole of government, everything. Anyway, that's it. 45 years ago today. And it was very, very hot on my skin in Los Angeles.